Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new day. Welcome to a new day. But, you know, just because every day is a new day doesn't mean that a new day can be a long day or can't be a long day, can't be a hard day, because it can be. I mean, we're all human beings here in this world. It's not always good, you know. I'll be the first to tell you that. You know, I try to be a positive person. I try to think correctly or speak correctly or be good to people, you know. I mean, that's what I'm about. I've always been about. But it's just, you know, some days gravity, you know, is working against you, working against me. And it just feels like a cloud, you know what I mean? And it's just weird because I can't really put it into a definition, or I really can't explain it in words. I really can't use an analogy. And I try to, you know, to try to explain the heavy feeling, you know, when you just feel like somebody took 1,000,000 pounds and dropped it on your shoulders for no reason at all. And, you know, I'm just acknowledging that this happens, you know, even on a new day, even though you want to be positive all the time and you want to be good to everybody you meet and treat others the way you want to be treated, even though we all know that rule doesn't really apply, that most people don't really put that phrase or statement into action, really. People, for the most part, try, but that's beside the point. That gravity that comes along with everything, it's hard to explain. You know, you try, like I said, I try to be positive and do what I need to do to help everyone around me. But then there'll be times where gravity, you know, that's the only way I can explain it. You know, it's weird. Because you want to just say that, you know, people like to define it. Like, let me first say to everyone that this is not me crying out or me feeling like the whole world's coming to it. Best believe I wake up every morning with the biggest smile on my face, even when I don't feel like it. This is just me acknowledging that gravity is working against me sometimes. And I know it'll work against you, which is, you know, especially as a man, I'm not supposed to admit that, you know, be strong. And I am, you know, as a man. That's what I do, be strong. But there's times where gravity, you know, it's just, it's there. It's pulling down at you. It's a cloud just hanging around your head, raining on your head all day long. And, you know, I came home the other day. I told my significant other, like, hey, you know, it's been a long day. I feel heavy. And she goes, you know, it's probably just because you're tired. I go, you know what? Boom. It could be just that sometimes. I mean, that's the truth. Sometimes you just feel heavy because you're tired, because you're just doing a lot. You don't even realize it, then your body catches up with you and goes, hey, man, you know, give me some rest. Help me out here. But still, you know, there's times, you know, to the whole point that gravity happens, even in a new day, even in and when it's bright and sunny out, you know, it still happens, and you can't explain it, and it follows you around. And with me, it's more so that I don't hate people. I never hated anyone. I have so much love for everyone, as many people as I can meet and get to know and talk to and experience life with. That's what I'm about. But the thing I'm noticing over my years, and I'm not old by any means, but I'm just an old soul. Thing I've noticed so far is that the statement of nice guy or girl or person finish last is a very true statement in our society. Like, you show love to people, most people are going to replicate that. But some people, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how good you are to them, no matter how many favors you do for them, no matter how far back you've been for them, no matter how many times you put your own situation and your own welfare, you didn't forget about yourself for other people, and they just turn around and give you a backhand, or they talk about you in a bad way, or at worst, they wish the worst upon you. You know, some people are dead now because of their generosity as being a nice person. Like, literally. Like, I guess that was the cloud. Like, as I thought about it the other day, the cloud that's been following me, you know, it's that people don't, I'm not going to say, it's not everybody. Let me clearly put that out. Not everybody. It really isn't. But people are just, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, people just disappoint me is the word I'm looking for the most part. Not everybody. I know I got great friends. I got great family members. I mean, I got more real, genuine, down to earth, straight up and down friends that would do anything for me that I can, you know, be overly blessed with, if that makes any sense. But it's still weird because I'll meet someone new. Sometimes it works, and sometimes we all get along and it works perfectly and it's fine. And then other times I meet somebody new and it's like they are just constantly trying to rip at me. They're literally trying to steal from me, whether it's my money or my time or just my energy. They try to steal it, and then they don't ever bring anything back to the table. And that's what bothers me about some people. I'm not going to say most. I've got to say take most out of my vocabulary when I'm talking about this. I say some people. It's the weirdest thing. You meet somebody, you get along, and it's as soon as you do something they don't like, here comes the fireworks. Here comes the gunshot, so to speak. Here comes the brawl. Here comes the train and the truck running you completely over. As soon as they don't get their way, as soon as you say something they don't like. You know what happens when somebody says something to me I don't like? I go and try to get the answer from the other person and make sure that I understood it correctly. Instead of just saying, okay, yeah, you're not nothing to me. How do we treat each other like that? Like, look, I get it. It's a dog-eat-dog world, but when did it get like that? Like, when did it get to be dog-eat-dog 24/7, 365? And if you don't eat dog, there's something wrong with you. You're soft. You're too nice. Nice people finish last. That is absolutely ridiculous. So that's all. That's what gravity for me is. It's just, I want the world to understand that we need each other. I will always preach that we need each other. We don't need to be hurting each other. We don't need to be killing each other. We don't need to be plotting on each other. We don't need to be looking to get over on each other, looking to get advantages to the next person. We all got to live. We all got to eat. We all got to love. We all just need attention. We all have these similarities that we act like we don't have. And like I said, as a man, you're not supposed to admit to that. You're strong. Like I said, this is just an acknowledgement that, look, gravity happens, and it's annoying. It's really annoying. And I don't like feeling that way. I get over stuff very quickly. But I just had to come on here, even in a new day. What's this, the 16th of September? We made it. We made it to the 16th. My favorite football team play today. I'll watch that in about 12 hours. Up in the air, let me check my watch. Yep, about 12 hours. I'm fine. I'm great. I'm good. But it's just that gravity. Sometimes gravity comes and pull me down. You know, at the end of the day, of course, that song that started the whole show was John Mayer, Gravity. And the end of that song is the deepest part of that song. Like, I don't know whether this song applies to what I'm speaking about. It sounds like it does, right? But, but at the end of it, it says, someone keep the person says, gravity, stay the hell away from me. Stay the hell away from me. You're going to be able to listen to it. I'm going to play it throughout the whole thing once, the end of it. But it says, gravity, stay the hell away from me. And then it says, keep me where the light is. Because sometimes gravity can take you so far down that it make you never come back. People don't come back from it. That's where depression comes from. That's where sickness comes from. That's where sadness comes from. That gravity, that pulling nature of something just dragging you down that you can't get rid of. No matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you think, you got this. And anybody that never admits they have those moments are lying. They're lying straight to themselves. They're lying to you. We all got them. But I just try not to stay, in the gravitational pull of the depression, of the bad, this destructiveness of the world we live in. I could go on and on. I don't like living in that spot, but that spot is inevitable. You can't hide from gravity. That's why gravity is such a good word to use for how it feels. It feels like something that's just tugging, and it won't let you go. Not only is the weight on the top of your shoulders, how about you dragging the weight too? It's like somebody's pulling at your shirt as you walk. And they won't let go of it. It's like the bug that's flying around you, and you can't swat it away because you keep thinking you got rid of the bug, and then it gets near your ear, and you hear that little noise, and it freaks you out. And then it's like, damn, I thought I got rid of the bug. So that's what gravity is. It's just, and that's all you got to do. Take deep breaths. Wake up the next day because it's a new day. And that's why I'm already over gravity. I just had to let you all hear how it feels to me, as I go through it, but I'm never going to stay anywhere during the dark. or near the dark, excuse me. I'm going straight to where the light is. I'm staying there.
Keep me with